99.9 Radio USA. Keith Urban's latest is Cop Car 652. And we're at 6 below. It's me, Scott Hansen, and I've got weird news for you. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. Sanitation officials in Austria became the butt of a lot of jokes when they called emergency services to report a hazardous package, which turned out to contain used diapers. A vehicle showed up at an incinerator near Vienna with a load that registered high amounts of radioactivity, a situation that prompted a call to the hazmat squad. Investigators digging through the refuse were worried about finding a dirty bomb, but they ended up unearthing something that gave new meaning to the phrase dump truck. About two dozen diapers soiled with excrement that was tainted with medications used in medical procedures. The truck will be impounded for a week to allow radiation levels to go down. I don't know why. Why was the radiation in it? Who knows? But let's move on. A New York man with a lot of bottled up rage brewed up a bizarre kidnapping plan in which he held his entire family hostage, armed with nothing more than 15 cases of beer. Benito Lopez herded his girlfriend and their two children into the living room of their home and confiscated their cell phones and other electronic devices, even cutting the landline for good measure. He then began sucking back the stockpile of brewskis along with several bottles of hard liquor that he'd stashed around the house. Lopez's girlfriend was eventually able to contact cops while pretending to play a video game online. He was arrested on charges of felony imprisonment. And finally, the majority of Americans now favor the legalization of marijuana, and it seems some may be getting a little too casual with drugs in general. Take this Oregon couple who got arrested after leaving a tip for a waitress. Police say the couple enjoyed a nice dinner at a steakhouse, paid the bill, and then left the waitress an envelope containing methamphetamine. The waitress called police, who arrived at the restaurant and found the meth in the woman's purse. They then searched the couple's motel room and found a lot more. They've been charged with possessing, manufacturing, and delivering methamphetamine and tipping with it. And that's your weird news this morning at 6:55.
After 37 straight years as America's best.